How you doing, y'all? Welcome to Nappy and Jay. Yeah. On today's podcast, we got a lot of good shit. Honestly, we got a lot of questions. And it's really going to make you think this week, right? We're going to be like, we're going to put you in some situations, and we're going to see how you react.
Yeah.
It's mostly going to be Jay, how Jay reacts.
You better be ready. This is Fear Factor.
Yeah, oh. That was honestly, yo. It's funny, actually, you mentioned that. I don't know if you ever watched like a rerun of it. It honestly is kind of corny.
Yeah, well, dude, a lot of shows back in the day are corny now.
Yeah, well, I just realized a lot of the challenges were kind of, like, dumb.
Like, they weren't that bad?
I remember vividly one Fear Factor episode about, like, they had to essentially, like, get out of a moving truck or the truck would, like, explode.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then, like, but it was just, like, it was fake. Like, I don't know, they all get out eventually, and then it just shows, like, a CGI of the truck exploding, but it doesn't actually explode.
Oh, well, that's some bullshit then.
Yeah,
100%.
Sorry. I don't know if I ruined your favorite show.
You know, it was because, like, that's where
Joe Rogan originated,
you know?
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
What a come up for that man.
Facts. Wait, before we get into it and get crazy, we have a nice lightning round this week. We're going to be talking about talking to strangers, you know, that are in sober, non-social environments. We also have a question about potentially seeing your ex at a place you shouldn't see them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good podcast. Let's get it cracking.
Bro, have you ever been to Bass Pro Shop?
No. And honestly, it is very weird that you're wearing that hat.
I'm trying to give off a country look.
Bass Pro is no longer country.
Why not?
It's like you're kind of a douchebag.
It's not country. I was trying to give a country look.
No. Like, you know, you look like you just fuck bitches.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. That's what I'm looking for.
Is that what you're going for?
Bro, I went in there. That shit is the craziest fucking store I ever seen. It's so humongous and it's all country, bro.
It's all fishing.
Dude, no, it's like an amusement park. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, for hicks.
Yeah. When you walk in, you have to, like, have you ever, like, at amusement parks, you know that thing that you have to go through where it's like, it clicks and things like that?
Turnstile.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Well, New York City Subway, they have them as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
They have that at Bass Pro Shop when you walk in.
Because you know how many people enter in there. They're like, how many people are we fucking up today?
To me, it's strange.
Did you have to, like, put in a ticket?
No.
Oh, it's just like, I'm in there.
Yeah, you just walk. That's what I'm saying. What's the point of that?
Here's the thing I think. It's probably because they sell a lot of guns.
Oh, that's probably
true. Is that, I don't know if that makes sense.
Dude, they sell a lot of things. Like, they have literally ATVs in there.
That's what I'm saying, ATVs, like fucking axes.
Like, everything.
I mean, to be honest, I'm not a country boy.
I'm not really either.
No.
Although I am from, like, a place where there are a lot of hicks.
Oh.
But it's like they're not real hicks to me. No. Yes, they're like farmers, but at the same time, you're from California. Like,
yeah.
Bro, you're not from the South.
Right. You're not rooting, tooting, and cowboying, spitting.
No.
And I don't know. Yes. What do country people do? Like, get dirty.
Exactly.
Like, roll around.
Exactly. Who do you think you are?
Drink like a 16-pack of beer and then just, like, forget about their wives.
Like, there's one kid in my school who had, like, a Confederate flag, and I'm like, bro, you're not even fucking in the South.
Yeah, you
I was like,
L.
What are you? This is not for heritage for you, bro.
Who roots for a loser?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking losers.
No, for
that's well, actually, you root for a loser, though. Coyotes. Fuck?
That why did you have to do that?
Because you asked who roots for losers. I
do root for the loser because
to be honest,
somebody needs to.
Yeah, I like the underdogs always. Remember,
right? So I understand. Actually, I understand the Confederate thing. Were they the underdogs though, or was like the North?
I mean,
where the North was like jacked, and they were like, nah.
I mean, they kind of like the underdogs if you think about it, just because of the fact that you're going against the federal government. In a war, you're deciding to secede from a federal government, and you're like, yo, we're going to try to fight you.
Yeah.
They fucking suck, though.
It's so, if you really think about it, that's like the history of our country.
It is.
It's just like hicks fighting city folk.
Well, I guess, like.
City boys been up, though.
Not in the beginning, though. We fucked up the British, bro. They came over to our turf, and they thought that they were going to win. Nah, bro, the fucking,
We needed the Hicks back in the day. Used to be the Hicks.
We used to be the good
Hicks.
And then
we turned into exactly what we hated, the City
Exactly,
Boys.
Exactly. Now we're all City Boys. And imagine, like, today there was some type of revolt to, like, overthrow the government.
Isn't that just what happened?
It's different. That sucked.
That was like a festival.
The fact that they got, like, arrested and shit, like, okay. Like, they didn't even kill anybody.
No. And like, it was funny if you, like, watched some of the videos of them in the White House, they're just, like, walking.
Yeah, they're just... Yeah. Damn, that's fucked up.
Like, yo, this revolt is crazy. Yeah. It's just, like, angry white people just, like, laughing and walking in the White House. Like, yeah. Oh, look, we're here.
Yeah.
Like, what
America!
Are you...
We're taking over! We're so sick.
I know. It was like 30 people.
Yeah. It was more than 30 people. The crazy thing is the FBI is, like, still catching motherfuckers from that shit.
Yeah.
They're just watching videotapes.
Didn't they just raid Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they searched his home or something. I don't know. You know, he, like, put out a tweet. Like, I don't think he's on Twitter anymore. But he's like, oh, the government's coming through to my house. And then, like, all the other Hicks are like, yeah.
Yeah.
We hate Biden.
We got a big listenership in the South, though. So.
Do we? Oh, so we can't
Georgia,
talk.
Georgia.
We can't talk too much shit then, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I fuck with Georgia a lot. I don't know if you know this, but I used to go to Georgia very often.
Like Atlanta?
ATL. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually funny because my cousin, she also visits Georgia a lot for her work, and she says it's like one of her favorite cities.
Honestly,
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's very nice besides a couple areas.
The hood?
No, I wasn't going to go there, but if you want to go there, that's
ATL,
fine.
ATL, bro, Atlanta.
There's a lot of strip clubs, that's all I know.
Dude, I like this movie back in the day. It was called ATL.
Oh.
It was
T.I.
Yes, I fucked with that movie, bro.
I don't know if I watched it. Maybe I did. I used to fuck with T.I. a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of think about, like, all the old rap music, that just brought me back right
now. And now T.I. is actually doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's probably
not
that great.
Like, he got booed off stage.
Yeah, I would assume it's not that good.
But he just kept going.
You can't do everything. You can't do everything.
There must be a lot of people around him like, yo, you're funny as fuck, T.I. Yo, Tip. Yo, Tip. You're funny as fuck.
ATL, bro. Just go up there, bro, and just start spitting.
Tell
him. You could do it.
Yeah.
That's like that false confidence, like people are hyping you up. That's just like your friends on some shit. Like when people always ask me, they're like, oh, my friend just like give me shitty advice. I'm like, bro, your friends are going to protect your feelings. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, besides like us, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like that's so true because like... The girl I'm talking to, she will tell me about like her friends and like the shit they're going through about a guy fucking him over. I'm like, bro, you just gotta tell her that he's not into you.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you gotta be honest as fuck and just say, yo, he doesn't like you.
Yes.
You need to move on because that's the truth, and you're just letting her just fuck up her own life.
The only problem is, okay, I have two big stories off of this. Remind me, okay. I have a really sus text message from a close friend that said some crazy shit to me. It's deep.
Oh.
So you could ask me about that in a second. But the second thing is, to this conversation, I've been hanging out with this like new assistant that I have, and she got into a fight with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend was hooked up with her like mutual friend. It was a guy. My assistant, my friend was like, hey, listen, I'm not getting in between you guys. You guys want to do what you want. Don't involve me, right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm friends with both of you. I'm not picking sides.
Yeah.
The guy obviously sleeps with her, like, 4 days. Apparently, they have some very deep conversations. Next thing you know, the girl's, like, thinking, and this guy's giving off vibes, definitely giving off signals that he likes her. 4 days later, was just like, I'm over it. You know what I mean? Gone. This girl is distraught. Like, she's destroyed. She's, like, going on a rampage. Essentially, she's just, like, not feeling good about the situation. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's asking my girlfriend, like, hey, like, you know, advice. She's just, like, let it be. Like, let it chill. This girl's freaking out. And she's, like, I feel like you're not on my side. I feel like what kind of advice is just, like, let it be. Like, that's
the best advice.
That's what I'm fucking
saying.
That's
the best advice.
So what's crazy is they're talking on my couch, like, on the phone. And this, honestly,
it gets heated.
I fucked up. So I then get involved.
Oh, because you were like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the fucking relationship coach.
Yeah.
Let me talk.
Yeah.
I talk to this girl. She fucking rips me.
Oh.
I was like, you know, how long you known him? Oh, since Wednesday. And I was like, well, like, do you feel like he knows you enough? Like, do you feel like, you know, you,
since Wednesday is what you said. Yo, like, since Wednesday, I really know him, bro. I'm in love.
That's what I'm saying. And this is what I'm talking about, though, about keeping it too real.
Yeah.
You keep it too real, and this is the problem, though. Like, so I was like, you know, I was like, it seems like you've, like, built a very strong attachment to somebody, you know, that you've really, like, only hung out with for, you know, 4 days. They said, oh, we've been friends before that.
Okay.
So they've known each other.
Okay,
so they've been in the friend group, right? Yes. So they've known each other. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, again, this is just one of those things that young girls need to realize. Like, they get so attached so quick. Any girl that's, like, 21 23, 24, you're just in that age where you're still, like, clinging on. Like, you see, you meet a guy you like, you're like, oh!
I need it now.
I had sex with him. I need to be with him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's my boyfriend for life.
Marriage.
So, you know, she's just freaking out on her. She's calling her, like, kind of like a bad friend for, like, not listening or not giving, like, honest advice because it seems like she's just brushing her off.
Yeah.
Which I guess I understand. Then I get involved and I'm, like, saying, like, you know, she's like, why are you trying to psychoanalyze me? I'm a psych major. And she's just like, I don't need this right now. I was like, it just sounds like you're spiraling. And then that was it. After I said that comment, she just lost it. She's like, I'm done with this conversation. She's like, hangs up. I was like, damn, I got anxiety now. I was like,
damn, does she not like me now?
No, she doesn't fuck with me. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because she fucking texts her after, is like, why would you let this misogynistic asshole, like, get involved? Like, you got me 50 shades of fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like,
50 shades of fucked up, bro.
Yo, I'm just thinking to myself, like, here's the thing. I will say this. I do apologize because I shouldn't be getting involved in people's drama. I should have never taken the phone. I should have never got involved. I should have never told somebody that clearly is spiraling that they're spiraling.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot tell a girl that is spiraling that they're spiraling.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Because we're keeping it real. It's like, calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? This is my point about keeping it too real. Is the problem is girlfriends, you're friends with your girls, like, you can't keep it that real. Because they think that you're not being on their side.
Exactly. It has to come, though. I feel like it's right for come from you because, like, it's an outside source. And there, you can keep it real and feel like there's nothing on you for it.
Big lesson learned in my coaching career, though.
Yes.
Don't give advice to people that did not ask.
Yes, that's true.
That's the issue is that that's where I overstepped my boundaries. And like, I honestly wish she was here. I'd be like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'm on the phone with her. I'm like, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. I'm like, it's so crazy how you could be so well-intentioned. Like, I'm just trying to help you.
Yes.
Your friend is literally trying to help you. And you are so mad and you are so emotional. And then she's saying like, oh, I don't even care about the guy anymore. It's you guys now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
now she's upset at you guys.
And I'm like, yo, bullshit. You know what I mean? You're in your own head because, you know, this guy really fucked you because, again, you felt, he definitely gave you signals of one way and he went the other. So I understand that fucking hurts and I get that. But yo, your friends are trying to help you. They're trying to be there for you. No one's trying to fuck you over, you know? And that's where I'm like, you got to look at the intention. But sometimes it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you could be so well-intentioned. It don't matter. Some people just, they see it the wrong way. I know you had a fucking question for me about something.
Okay. So I'm going to do a test on you. Okay. Right. I'm going to name some things and you have to tell me if it's an animal or not an animal.
Oh.
All right. Should be easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Exactly. Okay. A cow.
That is an animal, Jay.
A snake.
It's a reptile.
Is it an animal?
Are reptiles animals? I see, I don't know. Are animals just mammals? That's what I need to understand.
Well, this is the point of the test.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. I'm understanding now. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Is that accurate? Or you're not going to tell me?
I'm not going to tell you until the end what your grades are. So you said cow, you said was an animal, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Snake, no.
No. Mosquito.
No. I'm going to switch the previous one to animal.
Oh, a snake is an animal?
I'm going to go back and I'm going to change snake to animal.
Okay. Mosquito is not an animal.
No.
Kangaroo.
No.
Okay.
Wait, no, it is.
It is.
I'm freaking out.
This shit is fucking me up.
Now I'm like, wait, you're making me question my entire existence about animals.
Exactly. So kangaroo is an animal.
It's a marsupial.
But is it an animal?
See, I know the fucking specifics. I watch too much nature bullshit for this shit.
Okay, what?
Fuck you.
Is it
an animal to me.
Okay. So a platypus?
I haven't seen one of those in person. So that makes me mad. Are those, I was going to say not Ren and Stimpy. What's that cartoon with the platypus?
Yeah, what is that? I was just trying to think of that. You know what I'm talking about? Ted? Is it something with Ted? No.
No.
Phil.
Phil. That is his name.
Phil and what?
Rocco.
Phil, Phineas and Ferb.
Oh.
That's what it is. Phineas and Ferb.
Is he a platypus? I would say that is an animal, yes.
Okay, it is. Okay. Coral.
What?
Coral.
Coral. No, not an animal. It's fucking, that's a sea creature.
Okay. Octopus.
Oh, actually, technically.
Is an octopus an animal?
What the fuck? I'm going to say no.
In octopus.
I'm actually going to switch coral back to yes.
See, okay. So coral is a yes. Octopus is a no.
Correct.
Mosquito is a no. Kangaroo is a yes. Mm-hmm. Platypus is a yes. Mm-hmm. Cow is a yes.
Yep.
Snake is a yes.
Yep.
Okay. A parasite.
No.
Okay, no for parasite. Okay, a bird.
Yes.
Okay. So the only one that is not an animal on this list is a bird. Because, of course, it's a drone. But actually, the rest are all animals. So it's crazy because what ended up happening is I was going through TikTok.
Wait, no, so you're telling me this is real.
A mosquito is an animal. A coral is an animal. Octopuses are animals. A parasite is an animal, technically.
That's what I'm saying because everything's just like under that.
Yes. Okay. So, but this is a crazy thing. So I was going through TikTok and like you could pull up the video that I sent you. Mm. But basically, it was one of those things where they give you a letter and you have to example, it was like A, and you have to name like a country animal thing, different thing. I have an example of it. You could play it right now.
You want to play it?
Yeah, this is me doing it back in the day.
Let's play this.
Okay. Camel.
So, I got K.
I was high as fuck. You can see that in that video.
Yeah.
Watch it on Spotify or YouTube if you want to see that video. It's pretty wild. It's pretty
K
bad.
Camel.
Anyways, basically
you didn't think kangaroo off the jump,
dude. I don't know what I was really high and I was just trying to do it. It stumped me.
Okay, what's the other one? It said animal name place.
Well, okay,
the one that I saw
on TikTok was actually a lot longer, but it was the same premise. And so a guy came up with A, and like he said for animal ant, and he was like, oh wait, that's not an animal. And then in the comments, it was like ants are animals. And then I was like, holy fuck, are ants animals? Or are they insects? Like, what the fuck?
An insect is an animal.
Insects are animals. Insects are actually the largest types of animals.
That's what I'm saying. An animal to me is just like, technically, I'm an animal.
So, yes. Well, of course, we are animals. But
says who?
I mean.
Why'd you say of course?
Because we're mammals. So, like, the ones that you were guessing for the most part, like, definitively animals were mammals.
Okay, but tell me, what isn't an animal then?
What isn't an animal is a plant. So, the reason that there's a difference between animals, the definition is that a living organism that feeds on organic matter. Like, that's the biggest difference between animals and, like, a plant. The reason a plant gets energy from the sun through photosynthesis.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't need organic matter to, like feed on or live. Another distinction is that all animals produce collagen.
Like bone marrow.
Yeah. The other thing is that all animals have a capability of movement at some point in their life. So, example, coral, which
they can move.
Not like when they're adults, but like when they're babies, they're apparently like maggot kind of creatures floating in the ocean, and they're able to like swim and shit before they like latch onto something and then like become like the big coral thing. It's funny though that you said coral is an animal but octopus isn't.
I thought it was some bullshit. I don't know what's happening, bro. Because
it was
I
a trick test because all of them were animals, and I was trying to get you to, like, God, that's damn. Why, that dude, but it was hard because I was wondering, I guarantee people listening to this, too, they were going through it themselves, and they were like, okay, that's not an animal. Like,
yeah.
A mosquito, they probably were like, I don't think that's an animal, right?
It doesn't seem like one.
Yeah, but it is. Because
but it is.
Because any insect is technically an animal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, anything fucking doing anything is an animal. That's what I'm saying. It's just the top. It's literally just everything
it's,
is an animal.
It's a kingdom.
Right.
It's Animalia.
Animalia.
Yes.
I watched that movie.
Yeah. It was just, I was surprised and I was like, who the fuck knew that? Like, I mean, this is the things that you do learn in fifth grade, right? That you forget.
I don't want to say I forgot. I just want to say I was duped. I was tricked. I was buffooned. I was fucking bamboozled.
So, okay, if you were watching that TikTok that I saw and he said ant and he was like, oh, wait, no, that's not an animal. Would you think, oh, no, that is an animal?
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I think that you...
I don't know how I'd feel
because, like, an ant, you wouldn't be like, okay, that's an animal.
Yeah, because when I think of animals, I think of just, like, you know, zoo creatures.
I feel like, for the most part, people automatically assume, like, mammals.
That's what I'm saying. Zoo creatures, like, just... shit that's running around or
yeah like you said in the beginning snake wasn't even an animal.
Well, I didn't know that this was a reptile question. I knew this was some sort of riddle. You know what I mean? You're asking me questions and I know it's a riddle and I'm just like, all right, I don't know what's happening.
You were
here.
Like you were trying to outsmart the test.
I was trying to write and it still shitted on me.
Yeah.
It shitted on me worse. I mean, listen, I fuck with all of those things though. We talked about this. I'm gonna have like this giant atrium in my house.
Exactly. Will you fuck with mosquitoes?
No.
Yeah, mosquitoes are shitty.
They're fucking ass. You remember the spider I had in front of my house? That was my pet, Fred.
Yes. Did it go away?
He fucking fell.
How do you know?
He fell.
How do you know he fell?
Okay, what kills spiders? What animal? Like, do spiders have predators? And what are they? Are they birds?
I don't think birds eat spiders, really.
Like, who?
I think they would classify a spider as a predator.
That's fine, but who eats spiders?
Oh, there's this one, like, mosquito-looking thing that I think eats spiders.
Fish, toads.
Fish?
Lizards, birds, and centipedes.
Oh, centipedes.
So I honestly think a bird might have got him.
You think a bird came and picked them up?
And got Fred. I come outside one day and it was the saddest thing I've ever
seen.
Were
you like, RIP, Fred?
I was almost in tears. I came down the stairs. I opened up my front door and Fred is just fucking smashed.
Oh, he's smashed.
Like he's on the ground and he's just like, he's bent out of shape. His body, like his little bulb, his like spider bulb is just like flat into the cement. So I think he slipped and fell. He needed life alert.
Oh no. But he's a spider. Can't he just like swing and shit?
That's what I'm saying. You didn't even try a Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's not a man. He's only just spider. Maybe if he had the man part, he would be able to swing on like trees and shit.
But here's the thing. How long does a spider last? Because I was thinking maybe he died of old age.
Oh. I think it depends on the spider species, maybe.
It definitely does. But do you think it lasts longer than like 3 weeks? Because I saw him as a baby. I literally watched him grow up. I literally watched him since he was a little kid.
Oh, poor fucking Fred.
I'm serious. When I first went out there, he was just a little spider. He was, like, I'm telling you, he was this big. His little web was shit.
Yeah. And he didn't know what he was doing.
No. And then he built this beautiful web.
He prospered.
It was gorgeous. I used to come out at night thinking that I was going to get molested by him.
Well, the good thing is that he had a great life.
He did. That's what I'm saying. He had a beautiful home. I left the light on for him so he could catch all the bugs. And then that's what I'm saying. And then I realized his web was starting to get a little dingy.
You know what could have also happened is that a female spider might have came and mated with them and then killed him. Because that's the thing.
You're right. It's the girl's fault.
The girls kill them.
You're right. That was the only logical explanation for this.
I think so. I think it's domestic violence.
He got beat up? he was just like, he got fucking heartbroken. His house went to shit. He stopped cleaning up. And he jumped.
Yeah.
He said, fuck it. I don't want to live anymore. This just...
Fuck that girl's spider that fucked him up. Angelica, bitch ass. Angelica, bro.
Yo, because I'm not joking, though. It was a beautiful home. And it started getting really like that's what I'm saying. It started looking like shit. He wasn't cleaning up as much. And
He started losing it.
Maybe he was drinking.
Yep, I think so.
He was hitting something and he just.
He was getting too fucked up. Fucking all right. Substances kill people.
Yeah, true. No doing more coke in the bathroom, people in Scottsdale. Calm it down. All right. I have a question for you.
Yes.
So it's really more of a scenario. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So your fiance gets kidnapped in a foreign country, right?
Oh.
You stay out till 2 a.m. searching with authorities, but eventually you have to call it and return to your hotel. Do you still do your skincare routine, yes or no?
This is very difficult. I've just never been in that situation.
Of course not.
I don't think I would sleep, so therefore I wouldn't.
Right? Because you'd be like, all right, I got to stay up.
Well, I think that like I only do it like if I'm about to go to sleep.
Yes.
So like I would probably not be sleeping at that point. So I probably wouldn't be doing that. I wouldn't be worried about that.
You wouldn't do so. Jay is not going to do his skincare routine if his wife is in a foreign country and she's
because
she's
I wouldn't be sleeping. There's no sleep at that time.
Go off, Jay.
I mean, I would call the U.S. Embassy first.
He's like, I'm calling the U.S. Embassy. I'm not going to bed.
Dude, I feel like, I think that with a lost person, apparently it's in the first 48 hours where, like, the chances of you getting them after the first 48 hours are dramatically go down.
Well, I'm going to point out two things. Number one, if you're Jay's wife, look at that. Like, come on.
What do you mean?
Come on.
Anybody who's, what would you do?
I mean, if it was 2 a.m., I'm going to bed.
You're sleeping?
I'm going to put on my retinol.
You're not sleeping.
I got to make sure my skin looks good for the fucking interview. What do you mean? I'm going to have to talk about it.
You're
going to
sleep? You don't want to look like you're good. That's another thing. It's actually a bad view. You want to look disheveled. Because if you look at all happy and like, oh, am I looking good for the camera? They're going to be like, suspect number one, Christopher Nappy killed his wife.
This is what we're talking about. Like I said, if you died, I'm gonna be good. I got to prepare.
Why.
I
got
to prepare for the interview. My wife is lost. I'm like, oh, great media opportunity.
Yes, yes. But you have to look disheveled, bro.
That's true. You're right. I got to look like I'm like so sad.
Like you haven't slept in weeks.
Oh, I've been looking for her everywhere.
You could put on like dark makeup to make yourself look like fucked up.
I don't even know what I would do.
This is my time to shine.
Yo, it brought up like a good feel, or not a good feeling in me, but it's just like a weird feeling in me about just like death and like serious shit like that. Like, you know, like if someone dies, like you still got to go take a shit.
Well, yeah, if somebody dies, then I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
If it's death? I would do
true.
It. If it's because at that point you can't do anything about it.
So you're just like, fuck it, skincare. I guess you'd be crying while doing it, right? You'd be like,
I feel like I would be able to sleep. I would be able to sleep.
My because, vitamin C serum.
Yeah, there's no reason not to sleep at that point. I mean, the other person is sleeping and
right. That's bullshit. Why are you gonna sleep? I can't sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're dead, bro.
Yeah, you're gonna get some skincare before your open casket.
Exactly.
That's bullshit. They're gonna do
makeup
for you
and shit like that. Done.
Not yet.
This is bullshit.
It's supposed to be compromised in this relationship.
So that's what I'm saying. If she's dead, then okay. Then it's fine.
Then it's whatever. But you're more upset if your wife is lost.
Yeah, because then there's still a chance that she's not dead.
Yeah, I guess that's true, right?
Well, it depends on also how the marriage is going. Because, like, if it's going shitty, maybe I'd be like, yes.
Maybe it's like, get a flight.
Thank God, finally.
Oh, Jesus. Are we in a foreign country? Thank God.
Yeah. They're definitely not finding her in Paraguay.
She just shows up one day. Like, oh, fuck.
Fuck, man. You're alive? I thought you were dead.
Wait, what was the thing about marriage?
Okay, so I was watching this show on Netflix. It's called The Indian Matchmaker.
Oh, why were you watching that? Is it because you're Indian? Did that entice you?
Yes, yes.
Did it actually though?
Yeah.
Like, did you really think to yourself like, oh, this guy's Indian? Like, I'm also Indian. I'm gonna put this show on.
Well, I didn't actually put the show on. But like it
so then no, that's not how it happened then.
But it enticed me when like it was about that, maybe.
I guess you're right. Like if I saw like an Italian show, exactly. I'd be like a little bit like, yeah, this is for me.
This is heritage.
Go ahead. So,
so anyways, like thing. it's about what's it called? Fucking arranged marriages, right?
Yep.
And like,
they love that. They love that.
So they have like older couples on it, and they were talking about marriage and like how they've been together for 40 years, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And they talk about like love and shit like that. And they were like, love comes after the marriage, right? It's because like they get mm-hmm. married within. They said that they meet each other in 15 minutes and then they get married, right?
Yep.
And like I was thinking about it, and I think that like Hollywood has actually fucked our minds up on what actual marriage is, and like the history of marriage in general. It wasn't until like between the 1920s to the 1950s that love even came into play when it came down to marriage. Before that, like marriage was like a contractual thing. It was about bringing families together, about land, about money, yeah. about your status and things like that. Marriage was is a contract. Still today, I mean, marriage is a contract, right?
I was going to say, like, I know maybe it doesn't look as harsh, but psychologically, I feel like that is still pretty prevalent.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that the reason that people are having such issues in dating is because they're viewing it as something about love, when in reality, it should be about a business move.
Oh.
I don't. I think
are you talking about marriage in general?
I'm saying marriage and relationships in general. It should be looked at not necessarily as like somebody that I'm in love with, but somebody that I work well with, and that we can help each other succeed in this life together.
It would be nice to have both of those things together.
But
that's what I'm looking
for.
But
I think it's a fallacy. I think that it sometimes it happens, but most times it doesn't.
I agree with that. Because I think to your point is, I think love is almost like one of those things where it could be a fleeting feeling. Like love is
exactly.
an emotion, right? It's not something that is of substance, and it's not something that could like be around forever,
yeah.
right? You know what I mean? At some point, the lust is going to go yeah. away a little bit, right? Like you might not be fucking all the time yeah. like you used to when you first met or whatever. It's like, again, it's an emotion. It's not necessarily, it's not stable.
Exactly.
Marriage is forever. Love is almost in a weird way, sometimes temporary.
But like the crazy thing about it too is that I feel like they were talking about how, because I was reading something about just like Indian relationships that are made, what's it called? Again, I'm blanking.
Arranged
marriages, right? They were talking about how actually they're very successful most mm-hmm. of the time. And like, it's weird yep. that happens, but I think it's because of the view of what the actual marriage is for. It's
yes.
not, it's not viewed as like something that like, I need to love this person or care about this person that much. It's more about like, this is the way for me to have a family, and a way for me to gain more independence because I have another partner that can help me navigate this crazy world that we're living in.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason that they're successful is also culturally, because if you believe that, mm-hmm. right? Right. If you're under that impression about that this is how this works, then yeah, why would you not stay with one person?
Yeah, my grandma was in an arranged marriage. I think she got married when she was 14, I believe, with my grandfather.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so very, very young. My aunt was also in an arranged marriage. One of my aunts, I have multiple, like I have a, like my dad has six brothers and sisters, so it's a big family, but only one of them was in an arranged marriage. And then her daughter actually was in an arranged marriage, my cousin, but my cousin got divorced with her husband. So that didn't work out, because I think, again, if you're growing up in American culture, if you don't have that love aspect, people think that it's not like right and it's meant to be, and there's more friction. I think that growing up in a culture where a marriage is, again, a business decision, you look at it much more differently, and you understand that like this partnership is much more than just like how
just
you
love
feel
and lust.
About yeah exactly
it is like you know that's why they say in sickness and in health and in all this shit,
yeah.
because it technically when you're making that agreement to someone, again, it's but you're supposed to be saying no matter what,
yes,
you know
exactly.
what I mean, it's like it's no matter what, it's like, bro, they could break their fucking leg
yeah.
or have no fucking leg or whatever, you got to love them the same way. And like you said, but like that word, I guess love is very interesting in that way, because you know, again, I feel like it's an emotion, and it's something that could be fleeting, and it's something that could change a lot.
I think it's also a choice.
Years.
Like, the reason I think that I have a good appreciation for monogamy is because I can see the benefits of monogamy, and I understand like staying in it with somebody for long term and not looking at it as like, oh, I need to be on a high with this person at all time.
Yes.
Like I see also the benefits for each other and just the relationship in general, and like how it helps us both keep a good mental state and yes. again, navigate this world in a happy way. You know, yeah. I think partnership is just it's a good, marriage, a byproduct of marriage is just stability. And I think that's really healthy for human beings.
110%.
And I don't think that love is necessarily a needed byproduct when it comes to marriages. It's a great byproduct, yes. It's something that you hope for, but it's not necessary for it to be successful.
I agree with that, but I do want to point to something you said, which is, you know, you think that being in this relationship, it makes you happier mm-hmm. or right, just because it's more stable, yes. whatever. But the problem is there's a lot of people that will hear that and then say, oh, well, I'm just going to stick this out with the wrong person. And that's the thing is like, yo, it still needs to be beneficial in the sense of that it's not harming your peace though.
That's the key.
You know
key.
What I mean? Like well, that's the thing.
Is that's that,
like,
the key.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, if I'm in an arranged marriage, fine, but maybe this person is bringing me
if
peace,
he's abuse,
right?
Yeah. If they're abusive or some shit like that, yes. Or if the personalities don't match where you're both helping each other, then obviously that's not correct. But it's not yeah. about love, I feel like. That's my big point. Yes, yes. love is a good thing, but like it's only about really if you guys can coexist and be fruitful together.
Yes. I think, to be honest, really marriage is more about friendship than it is about
exactly.
love. Right? You know, it's more about, can I be around this fucking yes. person all the time? And are they bringing me joy and happiness? And like you said, making my life better.
But not only like necessarily joy and happiness, because again, in marriage ooh, and relationships, yeah. it's not going to be happy and joyful all the time. Sometimes you are going to get annoyed with that person, but it's really just about making sure that, again, I think stability is the main thing. It's like
yep.
a sense of calmness that comes with being in a relationship.
Yep.
And that automatically gives you peace. Stability gives you some type of peace.
Yes.
Right?
No, absolutely. But that's the thing is that like a lot of people that are in relationships and or marriage are in things that are fucking unstable
yes.
as shit.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes.
If you're dating somebody that's cheating on you and you're living with things, and you're living with anxiety all the time, is that more beneficial? No.
No.
I think the list pretty much goes like this. It's like kind of like bottom of the barrel, being with somebody that's not right for you. Middle, being alone. The top, being with somebody that's right for you that again, brings you that stability. That yes. to me is the ultimate.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is the most optimal situation you could be in as a human, in my opinion.
Yes. I think though, another thing. So the girl I'm dating has a friend who like goes back and forth with like this guy and whether she wants to date him or not, because she feels like she questions whether or not she wants to marry him or whether or not they are like going to be good for each other. And I'm like, bro, they barely know each other. Like to question that at this stage. And like she overthinks it. She thinks that like there needs to be this crazy big spark or like something like that for her to be with him at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is that like, again, I think everybody's always looking for that in relationships nowadays. And that's why relationships don't work out.
Yep.
It's because you want this constant spark that's going to fucking go dim. It's eventually going to go dim to
exactly.
some extent.
Exactly.
And maybe it will light up again, but you have to be able to stick through it when it's dim.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to be able to stick through relationships when that light in that spark isn't there.
Now, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. And the hard part though is determining when is it just dim or is this really not the right thing for me?
I think though the problem though is again that our society makes it again Hollywood and just like the shit that we consume makes us think that this spark should be the entire time because it's always a
correct.
Happy ever after, you
right.
know?
So when we're talking about is this the right thing for me, you're saying, which is pretty much saying, That answer can't be reliant on, is there a spark?
Yes.
Right? Is this the right thing for me needs to be answered by, is this person good for me?
Yes.
Do they bring me peace?
Yes.
You know, are they beneficial to my life? Am I less stressed when I'm with them? You know what I mean? Do they bring me that harmony into my life? Like, or you know, increase that part of my life? And I think the happiness part is actually more reliant on the individuals themselves.
100%.
Right? It's not about, hey, are you bringing me happiness?
Yes.
No. It's more like, I'm happy and you're happy, right? And together we are this like superpower of happy. But again, it's more the fact that we were both already happy on our own and figured it out on our own first. And we know who the fuck we are. Because here's the thing, and it's a really good point about love and then long-term relationships. Because like, for instance, if you take my last situation, there's love. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have love for this girl, right?
Exactly.
Emotionally,
yes.
There's a spark.
Yes.
I want to fuck you. I want to be around you. It's whatever. You know, you have that lust.
Yes.
But at the same time, if that friendship aspect isn't there, or I'm not feeling like, man, this is my buddy, or like, man, this person's really gonna help me in my future, or is pushing me intellectually, that's how I know that it's not right for the long term.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's not a marriage situation for me, right? That's a short term, like you said, and it's just the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the hard thing though is, and I think what you're saying to like some people is, you know, and maybe this is why people or women always end up like kind of with the nice guy at the end of life.
Yeah.
Because maybe you didn't have that spark or something with them, but they gave you those other aspects,
exactly.
Right?
That's
they
stability.
Gave you the peace. They gave you the stability. I mean, to be honest, I look at my ex, you know, I'm not going to name drop, but she's about to get married. And honestly, I feel this energy from her that she truly does feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I want. And I think that's what you said is the biggest thing in life. To be honest, you're gonna have times where you're sad, where you're happy, where you're all these different emotions, right? You're lusting for someone, you don't have someone, you're crying, this, that, and the other thing. But it really is, how can I make as many of my days as possible peaceful?
Yes.
You know what I mean? How can I live in a life where I'm not feeling this crazy anxiety, or my life is not upside down all the fucking time?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No, exactly. And I think that, again, it goes back to the fact that humans in general weren't supposed to be partners for love. They were supposed to be, at the root of it, partners for raising a child.
Survival.
Yeah, I think I said this on a podcast. I don't know. You could correct me if I have. But apparently there was like, it showed that males, after they like come into a female for the first time, apparently 2 years after that date, they'll automatically lose some sexual desire for that woman, because historically at that point, the kid at two, I guess, could walk and be self-sufficient by himself. So that sexual feeling is there for the first 2 years, because they want the male to be around for the first 2 years for the baby to be able to get to a point where he can do things himself.
Gotcha.
Right. So it's just evolution has told us that like we need some partnership to raise a kid in that first like year and 6 months or whatever.
Yes.
Or 4 months.
I think, I think also too, what your point is like men are like naturally non-monogamous in that sense.
Yes.
Right. Like we want to procreate and then go move to another flower.
Put as much seeds in as possible.
Yes.
Spread
right. To everything and everyone.
Yes.
So don't fucking blame me.
Yeah. I just want to fuck.
I just want to do shit. No. But like, I don't know. I feel like I am looking for that one stable presence in my life. But it's funny because
I think though that, again, I think it's hard though, because I think our culture has, again, brainwashed us to believe that we need that thing. And I think that it's something that you struggle with a lot too, is that like when you're dating these girls, you do doubt a lot because you're not feeling that thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it's,
so...
But see, for me though, it's usually sometimes not feeling that I don't like... It's not a lustful... I mean, maybe it is a spark thing.
Because you want it just to be like, holy fuck, this girl is the best ever. You know
what
I mean?
Or she's just like, yeah. Just like... I don't know.
Blows me off my fucking feet all the time, you know?
That's
everybody's
really
looking. Everybody's looking for that. But my point is, I don't know if that's necessary or even meant to be. And yeah. I think it's very, very actually difficult to hit that bullseye. I think people do hit it. But again, I think it's like maybe one out of 1,000 darts you're going to hit it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I always tell people the hardest thing you could do in your life is finding the love of your life.
Exactly.
It is. You know, it's harder than your career, whatever. But actually, this brings up a really good point about stability, because last week, I think I made a comment where I was talking about how, you know, I'm under intense stress because I don't have a relationship and then I don't have stability in my career. But then I was saying, when I have stability in my career, I'm not as reliant on wanting a relationship or caring about a relationship. And it's to exactly what your point is, which is to my thought process is, if I could build that stability on my own and I don't need that partner to build that stability, I feel like I am going to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is a lot of that construct, marriage in itself, seems like it's to get to that point, right? It's so that you can team up with people and be able to get to that next level.
It facilitates peace and it facilitates, again, strength and success, because having another partner just helps you. It just helps.
Bro, she's the backbone of your life.
It's like having a team versus being one player. Yes. You're always going to succeed better with a team.
Yes.
Automatically.
It's easy to even, right. And that's the thing too. So I've read a lot of these self-help books and the one, it's super popular, Think and Grow Rich, right? Napoleon Hill. And he talks about the most successful people in the world. And it says there's an aspect in his book, and what's great is that it was back in the 1920s, so you know it's a little bit different culturally. Yeah. And he was talking about how these successful men, the one thing that they could always point to is that there was one woman standing beside him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like at the end of the day, having that one girl as the rock to your life, that's what's really gonna propel you.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of so there was this guy in Scottsdale who he was like, I don't know, I think he had about 36, 37. He actually passed away. I don't want to talk about why, but let's just say, I don't know, not good reasons. But you know, he accumulated a lot of riches and at a pretty young age. And then if you hear about his story, when he was coming out to Scottsdale, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, this guy's got the life. He's out here, he's partying, he's 36, 37. I think maybe he's getting to his 40s and he's fucking just loaded. I'm like, you know, what's good with this guy's story? And you find out that he was actually married since he was about 21.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever it was, went through life, accumulated all these riches pretty much for 10, 15 years. Then he divorced her, whatever. And then, but I think that time of him being with just that one woman gave him the ability, because think about it, when you are not dating around and you're not fucking around with other people, like I said, for me right now, there is no women, there is no romance right now, because guess what? That it's time consuming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I talked to my friend Diego and he's calling me, he's like, hey man, I can't really hang out. He's like, you know, my ex-girlfriend, she's just yelling and you know, whatever, I gotta go deal with that. I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, man, you know, because he's younger. I'm like, man, if that was my younger self, I'd be doing the same thing. Yeah. I'm doing the same bullshit. But I'm realizing now, I'm like, you can't even, if you really want to be successful, you can't do those nights where you're just dicking around with somebody that doesn't really mean anything to your future.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, that sounds like an extreme waste of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, beyond the fact that, you know, you're moving past it, whatever. But to the point of, like you said, in order to really be successful and to build substantial wealth, you need stability in one aspect, and I think right now, me and you are both choosing it in different ways.
Yeah. And right? I feel like I've always chose it in a relationship, right?
And I've always chose it not.
Yeah.
And let's also take it deeper again, look at your family and look at mine. You have a stable relationship in your household. Your family,
you were raised
with a mom and a dad in the house.
Yeah, both, yeah.
The only person that raised me was really just my mom. Not saying my dad wasn't there. I mean, he wasn't really there, I guess. But I saw him every other weekend. Mm-hmm. He wasn't really that person. So I watched somebody accumulate riches
by themselves. Yeah.
And look at me now. I'm doing the same thing as my mom in a way where it's like I'm chasing this goal. I'm chasing this dream. And I'm not relying on somebody else to help me get there.
I feel like that's different with your mom, though, is that she had you guys as also a external motivator to some, like if you yeah. have a kid like that and just with your mom's personality, she probably would have done it without it. But I think it puts another fire under somebody, especially with a mom's personality who is very caring on you guys and yeah. like wants to make sure that she's being the best mom.
Thanks for talking about my mom in that way. That yeah. was very sweet. I will tell Camille that. Oh, she will really appreciate okay, that a lot.
Of course.
Now I'm a little nervous. Are you hitting on my mom? But you know, the other thing too about that, you actually bring up a really good point, because you know, when my mom was going through that divorce, I think with my dad, you know, a lot of that stuff was, you know, hey, we're separating. Now it's also like, all right, where are we getting money from? My mom wasn't really working. Mm-hmm. My mom wasn't like on that wave
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think like my dad kind of moving away and then just being like, I don't really know what's going on over there. Like, I don't really want to give them money either, because mm-hmm. like, fuck that situation. Mm-hmm. My mom was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got them. Put the team on my
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? And like you said, she used it as like a that motivator. So I think that's the other like, I mean, you could find it in so many different ways,
yes, exactly.
right? Like in your kids or, you know, in the person that you are dating, yeah. whatever it is. Like I said, a lot of these, you know, really successful people, it is that one girl that they're either chasing and or with.
Yeah.
Because again, it gives you just having that piece figured out, right? Let's say
exactly.
you have your relationship figured out. It's like, that's what I said last week. You know, if that's done, like, I don't care about not having money or you're so less stressed.
Yes.
In every other aspect of your life.
And it also just gives you the freedom, like having another partner that helps you out with little things, like it gives you opportunities to like deep dive in shit that
yeah.
you want to do.
It's so many benefits. Like you said, when I wake up, I mean, when I had Miami here, you know, I'd wake up. And there'd be times where she'd cook me food. I'd have three meals cooked that day. I'm like, whoa, you saved me 2 hours today.
Yeah, like the girl I'm dating, she like makes my lunches like in the morning before I go to work.
That's what I'm saying. Like these little things that like now I'm waking up, now I'm cooking every mm-hmm. meal, I'm cleaning every
yeah.
little thing. You don't realize A, how much time that's really
yeah.
taking when you are alone. That's why I said it's more optimal when you have that great relationship.
Yeah.
Because doing it all alone really is a pain in the ass. But the other thing too is it's a mental thing as well, right? Because when you're alone, the problem is it makes you question your value all the time.
Yes.
The great thing about having a relationship is you always feel valued.
Yes.
Because
yes.
whether or not everybody else in the world doesn't give a fuck about you, at least you could come home to one person saying,
it does.
I love you, baby.
Yeah.
You are the greatest thing I've ever
yes.
seen in my life. But when you're alone and you go to bed and no one's kissing
yeah.
you on the forehead, when you're going to sleep, you're like, wait, am I lovable?
But
am I amazing?
Yeah, I feel like, though, that's a great indicator when you know that you're in a bad relationship if you come home and that person isn't giving you that feeling.
Exactly, and that's what we're talking
if
about,
there,
right?
If, like, my ex, like, I feel like at the end of it, it was very, like, I feel like I wasn't getting that from her anymore. But the
yeah.
thing is, I'm sure she felt like that most of the relationship because
yes.
I was very selfish-minded and I didn't necessarily think about needing to give her that reassurance about,
yes.
like, how I felt about her.
So, and I think what we're pretty much saying at the end of the day, life is about peace and harmony, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, how can I maintain that as much as possible? Having somebody in your home where you feel like you're under siege, where you feel like you're constantly dealing with anxiety. Are they cheating on me? Are they doing something? There's no trust.
Yeah.
That destroys your
exactly.
peace and happiness. You are so much better off being alone.
Yes.
You just are. And honestly, I'm getting to that point, right, where, like, again, I had her. But at the same time, there were a lot of times where it was toxic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where I'm questioning, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? You're in a whole ass other fucking state. I can't see you. I'm thinking about that all day long. But if I'm by myself and I don't have you in my life, guess what? All of my thoughts now go to me.
Exactly.
All my thoughts now go to, okay, Chris, what do you want for breakfast?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, go to the gym. Hey, I can go to the gym
exactly.
right now. It's like you could do so many more things and you could live. You will be peaceful. You will be happier,
mm-hmm.
not in a shitty relationship. And that, to me, it should be obvious. But again, it's hard because, again, people are so scared of being alone because of the feelings that you do have initially as well. Am I lovable? Am I somebody of value, right? A lot of people put their value in whether or not somebody else is loving them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's very easy to get into that comfortable space because
yeah.
even if it isn't like amazing, right? Or maybe you do feel a little anxiety. You're like, man, maybe I'd have more anxiety if like no one was here.
Exactly.
And to be honest, I don't. I personally don't agree with that.
I think it takes time after you break up with somebody to get to that point.
Absolutely.
The key is always to just like be fully focused on yourself during those moments, and then eventually you'll be like, okay, I like me.
And that's the thing. It's, you know, for me specifically, like this last like couple weeks, it took me a little bit to get over that hump where I'm like, you know, I'm still having the thoughts and I still think about her. I'm like, ah, but now I'm at the place where like you get over that little hump where it's it is super fucking hard for a couple weeks. I want to say for about 3 or 4 weeks, it's really fucking difficult.
Yeah. I think it depends on the length of the relationship too.
Absolutely. My rule that I actually give all my coachees is it's about 1/3 or 1/4 of the time that you guys have been together.
To get over
someone. That's what I've noticed, the pattern that I've seen. So like, let's say you're with somebody for 2 years. It might take you about 3 or 4 months to be normal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It might take you in that range to get back to like real life or something like that, right? It never really goes away. For my particular situation, right, it was like 5 months or something like that. So I'd say like, about a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? About a month you could start doing like good. So I'm in like month 2 right now, and I feel like I'm really at the point now where I'm like, okay, I'm cool with like what happened. And I'm starting, and the other thing too is like, I don't know. You just got to remember the reason you did the shit that you did too. That's the hard part when you actually do leave those like shitty relationships. The problem is you forget all the bad shit.
Yes.
Because again, you're now dealing with a different anxiety. You're dealing with this anxiety of like, oh fuck, I have no one. Does anybody care about me? If I die today, will anybody give a fucking shit? You know what I mean? And then you're like, is this anxiety that I'm feeling about being alone, is this worse than what I had?
Yeah.
Right? I know things were shitty.
Yeah.
But were they really that shitty? Because I didn't feel this when I was with them.
And you don't remember the bad memories for some reason. You only remember the good ones.
No, you don't. And I honestly, it's so weird you mentioned that. I Googled that exact question. I said, why is it so hard for me? And this is me as somebody who's a coach, right? I'm seriously, you know what I mean? Because I try to get educated about this. Why is it so hard to remember like all the bad shit when you break up with someone? Because I was trying to go back into my memory and I'm like, wait a minute, like what was bad?
Why did
I break up with this girl? I'm like, wait, what? Like there had to be reason. Yes. I was like there had to be a reason that I'm in this place. Like but again, your mind plays games on you because you are having that alone anxiety. And I think it is this like little survival thing that's inside of us, right? We're humans. We again, you just said the reason for marriage is because it was for survival.
Yeah.
You know? And when you're alone, you're in survival mode. You're like, fuck, I gotta do something. I gotta find someone. I gotta get a job. Yep. I gotta do something to make myself feel good. But they were just talking about how like emotionally you hold on to usually just those like good memories. It's just it's a defense mechanism, I guess. You bury the negative thoughts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Usually you bury those negative thoughts deep down somewhere, so you tend to let those go and forget them in a way.
Interesting.
Unless you really dig deep. That's the thing is, you'd have to like essentially, so they said the best way to like find those bad memories again, if you need to like, you have to go and like have like relics. So essentially, go look at the text message conversations. Oh. Go look at the let's say they cheated on you. Go look at the message conversation.
I don't think that's healthy.
No. You think it's not, but it's crazy important.
Yeah, it's just crazy though to like, especially when it comes to cheating, because just to go back and see that, it probably just ruins your ego again.
It cuts you, but sometimes that's what you need, bro.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is that in order for you to truly get over someone or make any type of change in your life, and you need to create an emotion that is stronger than the one that's already present.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. When your love is very high and you know, for that person, you have to build up that, wait, why am I doing this actually? I always tell people that, again, that I'm coaching, it's like, you got to build the references. You got to remind yourself, here's the reasons why. Right here. And if I read them over again, I will remember.
Every day, read them.
Yo, literally, just tell yourself, okay, you know, there is a reason I'm not with them. Because when you're alone, it gets sus.
It gets
dicey. Fucking sus.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I just like went in there.
No, that was good.
I was like yelling.
I feel like, no, oh, you were yelling?
Was I yelling?
I don't know.
Did I yell?
Yeah, my ears are hurting
right
now.
You good over there?
I don't know, bro. I think I need to get something checked.
Yeah, I'm blind. You're fucking deaf. Like, I'm what deaf, is it at bro. This point? We're donezo.
Fuck.
Do you want to go to lightning round?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, let's do it. Because we got a lot of questions. This is good.
Yes.
Lightning round. Alrighty, lightning round. Right. We got three questions. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the Telby, or do you want to start with the two scenarios?
Let's do scenarios.
Okay. I think we'll end with the Telby because it's more of a yes. It's fun. It's a fun vibe. Little Telby. All right. So let's start with this since we were kind of on this topic already, and then we'll kind of get into approaching people in the okay. wild. So I had a situation come up. Oh, there was a lightning round question somebody submitted that was very close to this scenario, and we could talk about it because it also happened to somebody that I was also working with as well. So what would you do if your ex showed up at a restaurant that you were sitting at, and this was just after you guys broke up? Do you stay? Do you go? Do you say hi? What do you do?
I think I definitely say hi.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Let's say you guys just broke up about 4 weeks ago, and she's with a new guy, just sitting.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
They're if with that, they're with the they're
if with
the
a
new,
date.
Yes, they're with I'd the probably, new man. How would you feel?
That's hard because like, I don't want to ruin her spot, but also I don't know if it's weird for me not to say hi.
I think think about it. I think at that point, if you're probably no contact. If she's dating somebody else at that point, you guys aren't talked. You haven't talked, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, damn. I think internally, pride. If you want to go real for me, because at that juncture, I'd be thinking to myself, I can't leave. Because I feel like if I leave.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the one that I wouldn't do. I definitely wouldn't just like get scared and leave.
But what if you're really emotional about it? What if that really fucking hurt you? Like, let's say hypothetically, right after your ex, you know, you saw her out with that fucking dude and you were out
of place. It depends. If she saw me.
But what do you mean? Let's say you're sitting at the bar. She's at a table. Like, you guys both know you're there. Let's
okay,
be real.
If she knows I'm
you
there.
You guys both know you guys are there.
Then I'm staying. If she doesn't know I'm there, I'm trying to leave.
So what you're saying is you try to sneak out before she saw you.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to deal with the situation.
Yeah.
But if she, let's say she walked in, she said table for two, walked past you by the bar, you're like, that's it, I got to stay. I got to strangle hold here.
It also depends if I'm like about to leave or if I just got there. You know what I mean? I'm not just going to like if my order's in.
Let's say you've been there. Yeah. Let's say you've been there for a little bit. Let's say you've been there for, let's say you're drinking. You're not eating.
Okay.
Just drinking.
Am I alone?
You're with your friends.
Oh.
Two of them. Dudes only.
Oh, okay. Then I feel like at that point we probably would leave.
So you would leave?
Yeah.
You just wouldn't want to be in the same place.
Well,
I'll tell you what, me personally,
you're gonna stay?
I'm gonna stay. Because
to make it uncomfortable for her.
And not only that, it's just like, bro, I'm not backing down
from
this.
Yeah.
Fuck no. You want to bring another guy around after this amount of time? I ain't backing down.
I don't think I would leave just because she's there. If like I had been there a while and we were going to leave anyway soon, I would have probably made it faster.
Yeah.
But like for example, if we just got there, we ordered one drink. And we were gonna hang out there. I wouldn't do that if everybody else was there too. Like, I wouldn't make a scene about me being like, yo, we need to leave now.
But your friends are probably gonna be like, bro, what are you gonna do? You'd probably be like, I don't know. Let's just.
What would you do? Okay, say you see me in a bar, and then my ex walks in.
Are you saying for me?
No, like if it's my ex who walks in.
Oh, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to stay.
Yeah,
exactly. No, I'd be like, bro, let's get fucking hammered.
Exactly. That's my point.
Let's make a scene.
let's make it laugh. Yeah. Let's start throwing shit at them.
That's what I'm saying. Let's start acting like
let's
animals.
Let's ruin the fucking date.
We're breaking the whole restaurant
at that point. Yeah.
Because I'm like, fuck no, you're not staying here.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know what a girl would do in that scenario. I guess if she's already bringing the date, I think at that point they're going to probably stay too. I don't really know.
I think she wouldn't say anything. Well, at least my ex would probably not even probably say anything.
No, she wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I really don't think both people would interact.
Yeah. I'm saying to the person she's with. Do you think if you're going on, okay, for example, imagine it's the other way around, right? Maybe I would say something.
Yes, you would. You would be like, yo,
my ex is here.
We just broke up. I'd be like, hey, that. By the way, my ex is here.
I think that we would. I don't think that, like,
Yo, they would.
I don't think they would tell the guy.
They would. Let's just say I have insider information and they would.
Insider information from who?
I can't tell you. Just, you know, to believe me.
About which situation? This situation?
This situation.
With these people.
Yep.
And you're saying that the girls told the guy.
Yes. I mean, what are you going to do? It's think about it. It's emotional probably for her, right? You're there.
I would feel uncomfortable as fuck if I was the date.
See, you got to improve there. Here's the thing.
Well, I would just be like, okay, this is weird.
Why? I'd be like, no, don't worry about it. Stay. I'd be like, we're good.
If she was like, let's leave, I'd be like, why? But I would still feel like weird about it. I'd be like, okay. Why?
I wouldn't care.
I just wouldn't want her to tell me. I don't know why.
Why?
Because what the
fuck? Why are you so against knowing about like previous people's partners? Like you're like, they just cannot exist to me.
It's not that they don't exist.
If I see even an ex, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, it's not about that. It's just about like ruining the vibe of the date. I feel like it could be a ruiner because like she's going to have that thought process during the date regardless if there's a fucking her ex right there.
No doubt.
Especially if it's the first time I'm meeting this girl. It's just like...
So like a first date, you're saying that's like, yeah, but here's the thing. I think as a guy, you try to turn the tide. Hey, I'm the good guy. Oh, don't worry about it. Stay calm, chill. Let's have a good time. Don't worry about him.
No, I know. I think I would try. I'd probably like joke around about it, but like, I don't think that like it would be if
it's uncomfortable.
Exactly. Exactly.
We just know as a guy, we're like, okay, we know that this girl is probably feeling not the most comfortable, exactly. Right? We know that. But again, that to me presents itself as an opportunity rather than a negative. Well, you know, I mean, I'm the type of person, if I see a recession, I want to go after it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I see a recession, I'm going to try to make some money.
Those are the people that make it rich.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You see a girl in damsel in distress?
It's time to fucking attack.
Oh, honey, here's your slipper. You know what I mean? I'm the guy that you've always waited for.
Yes.
And then
yes.
3 months later, you're the same guy.
Yeah. Bamboozler. And
then you're back at the bar. You're sitting at the bar with your friends, and she's with another dude.
Yeah. It's a circle, bro.
It's a circle of life, baby. It's like, you know, next one comes in, he looks like he's just so nice. And
that's true.
You know, that's the hard part about doing that too, though, is like, I feel like the problem with like dating right after your ex, and then, you know, as a girl, you're telling the new guy how your ex fucked you over. I feel like the one thing is with dudes is like, we're gonna work on that.
We're gonna be like,
we're the nice guy.
Yeah, you're giving us the playbook.
That is such a great point. It's because like I was thinking about that too. I was like, it's funny because every guy is gonna seem like the best guy ever after a shitty ex.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to Alicia and Whitney about this the other day, and I was saying that like I feel like the way I go about getting girls is I like look at what guys do and I just do the opposite of that so that it's like I'm completely different than most guys.
Dude, it's a genius strategy.
Exactly, because most guys are just like
dicks.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty easy to like get girls. That's what I'm saying.
So he's like, in order to get girls, just be nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to get girls.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Have you guys ever tried being nice?
Yeah. Have you ever tried not going forward with sex and maybe just like trying to get to know the person? It works magic.
It's every time, baby. It's
magical.
But the problem is though, because here's the issue. If you're taking that approach, the issue is that you're honest about that.
Yeah.
The problem is most guys take that approach of like, I'm going to be nice and I'm just going to not lead with sex. But then sometimes in the back of their mind, that's all they kind of want.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for a girl because you're like, is he being real? That's why I always tell every girl though. I'm like, you just, the first 3 months, just don't believe a fucking word anybody says.
100%.
Like, you got to see action. And consistent action.
Yes, consistency.
Over,
yes.
Consistent action over a long period of time. I don't care what he told you in the first week. I don't care how many cars he's bought you in the first 7 months. Yeah. Seven weeks.
Holy fuck.
I don't know, whatever. Dude. Bags, dinners, whatever. Oh, he's treating me so nice. He's doing this. He's doing that. I'm like, give it 3 months. All right. Yeah. Let's see where he's at. Let's see how nice he is when everything is chill. And we just talked about this, about love and lust. It's fleeting. You know what I mean? At the beginning, of course.
Yes, of course he's going to be a good guy for you.
Right, he's going to get married.
Yes.
And then you realize 4 months later, that's when you see people's real shit, their real baggage, how they really feel about you. Because now you're no longer a damsel in distress. Now you're the girl that's hitting him up every day being like, clean the laundry.
And being annoying.
Right. Great heavens. So the lightning round question, though, that was similar to this was about what do you do if your ex was now working at your job and was with somebody at your job? That's tough.
That's hard as fuck. I think that the key is to just try to be strong throughout it, bro, not give a fuck.
I think that right, exactly. That's what we're talking about. Don't leave the bar. Yeah. Don't leave the job. You know what I mean?
Don't let him win.
Exactly. Don't succumb to that energy. You I always tell everyone is that you don't know what the long term holds.
Yeah.
You see that and you think it's so much better and you think that they're all in love and yeah, maybe in the moment right now things are good, but give it 4 months.
Yeah.
Give anything in life. But give it 3 or 4 months.
But to me, even if after 4 months they're still in love, then you also, like, with any breakup, you just, it's very hard, but you have to realize, okay, they're not the right person for me. That doesn't mean that they, like, you shouldn't feel salty that they find the right person for them.
Correct. I agree. And honestly, okay, that's one thing that keeps me stable in this breakup that I have is you really want to make yourself feel better about it. Have gratitude or be happy for them. Want them to be happy. Like, yes. I want Miami to find a guy that treats her right and is happy. I want you to be happy. And if I remind myself of that, I feel so much more at peace for myself. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know what? It's not that I don't love you. No. You know what I mean? I want you to be I swear. You know what I mean? Like, that's real as fuck. Because I do really like you. It's hard to visualize that, right? You know, if I sit here and I'm visualizing, like, her at a dinner with some guy and they're laughing and they're having a good time. Yeah. And you know, you're just like, man, that, you know, it's hard to vision that. Right. But then I think I'm like, but be honest, Chris, be honest with yourself. Were you having those feelings with her yourself? Were you the person that, you know what I'm saying? Was I truly feeling that way when I was with her? No. So go let her do that with somebody else.
Don't
sit here and keep her trapped for what? For what?
For your ego. That's really all it comes down to. Yes. Is that everybody who, like, just wants their ex to just only love them and not be successful in any, like, buddy else in the future, it's just because you want to have this, like, feeling of control and feeling of some type of entitlement towards their love.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And this is what we talked about when we're alone. We all crave external validation. Yes. And when an ex is crazy about you, you get that external validation. It makes you feel good.
Because it makes you, I walked away from somebody who's going to be in love with me forever.
And that's the thing. For me in Miami, it's like for the first, like, you know, 2 months, she was still calling me every 3 days. Like, what are you doing? Where are you at? I was like, I was running off of those fumes for a while. I didn't actually get a chance to heal until now because she finally stopped reaching out to me. And now I got a chance to feel, oh, this is what life is like without literally anyone. Exactly. You know what I mean? This is literally how it feels like because before it still feels like I have that safety net or that ego trip. But again, once you get past that hump, that's what I said. That's that right there where you haven't talked to them for like 3, 4, 5 weeks and actually didn't talk to them. That's when you start to feel yourself and feel better. So if you're going through that, just get through the hard part. All right. So next question. Is it odd to tell a stranger he is attractive while sober in a non-social environment? Example, Safeway. And this is from Liz.
And for those people who don't have Safeway, it's a grocery store.
Yeah. Think about if you're on the East Coast, Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
What are the other ones?
I don't know. If you're from the fucking Midwest, Wiggly Piggly.
Is that one?
Yeah.
Wiggly Piggly? Those people are fucked. What the
little wiggly biggly
Teletubby fucking grocery store? What is that,
dude? They be on some weird shit.
And what do they got down in the South? Publix.
Oh, Publix.
Publix is big. I don't know what they got over in, like, what do they got in Oklahoma? Maybe Wiggly Tiggly, whatever.
Wiggly Tiggly. They probably got that.
That Wiggly T. So this is the fucking weirdest question. Is it odd to tell a stranger he's attractive while sober in a non-social environment? Yeah, actually,
very strange.
It's just called real life.
Yes, yes. The thing about that question is that, like, that used to be real life.
That's what I'm saying.
And nowadays, that's like, oh, is that weird?
Is it odd for me to talk to someone
in public?
Yeah.
While I'm not drunk?
You know, I will say this. I think there's different rules for guys and girls.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's odd for a man to walk up to a woman in public that is sober and in a place that is not a social environment.
Unless they're a hot guy.
Unless they're a hot guy, then it is no longer creepy. Yeah. And that is a guaranteed fact. Yes. And no woman could dispute that. Literally, the line between creep and non-creep is attractiveness. 100%.
Yo, that's a fact.
100%. That's it. If a guy, because that's the thing, is that if a guy is creepy, he's being aggressive and approaching you too much. And you're like, eh.
Yeah.
But
if he's attractive,
and then it's like, oh my God, can you believe he kept texting me? Can you believe he came up to me and kept asking me questions? Like, I heard this girl we went to the bar together and she's like, it was really hot that he like just kept trying to talk to me. Like, and I wasn't really giving him anything and he's like kept doing it, but like he was hot. So like, you know, it was so nice. Like now I'm like so in love. I'm
damn.
Like, if this was an ugly guy, he'd be like, oh my, you see how he kept trying to talk to me?
Yeah.
He kept trying to talk to me the whole time. I kept trying to blow him off.
It's bullshit.
Fuck these hoes.
It's bullshit.
Fuck these hoes.
It's bullshit.
So anyways, no, it's not fucking weird to walk up to a stranger and have a damn conversation, Liz.
And to tell them that they're attractive. That's honestly, it's very nice.
But to be honest, I wouldn't go that route.
If for her?
Was the question,
what about like meeting in the vegetables aisle? Isn't that like a storybook ending, bro? Oh.
You're right. Okay, my problem was telling somebody that they're attractive in public. Again, different for girls. A girl could say anything to a guy like, I like your fucking shoelaces and you're good to go.
Yes.
But like a guy, again, it's a little different. Because as a guy, like if I'm going to approach somebody in public like that, I'm probably not going to lead actually with her attractiveness.
Dude, if somebody ever came up to me and said they're attractive, if I ever got that compliment, I would treat them like... if it was a girl and she was saying that to me, I would treat them like girls treat most guys.
Like, ew.
Exactly.
You're talking about my body like that?
I'm like...
You're disgusting.
I'm going to just look at them and be like...
You are fucking
no,
gross.
I just wouldn't even acknowledge them.
Oh, don't even acknowledge them. Good.
Because that's what them. Really hot girls
Who's
do.
Who's talking to me? Fucking short king?
Yeah, you say that to a girl.
Not even at my eye level.
Yeah. Talk to me when you grow some inches. Yeah.
No, but my thing is, if you're a chick, let me tell you something. You have no rules, okay? There's no rules for you guys. You guys could say whatever you want to a man. You guys remember that, right? This is the 21st century. There is no backlash.
That is true.
There isn't.
That is fact. You can grab a guy's ass in public and it'd be fine.
I honestly firmly believe that. But I firmly believe that because no guys can be like, brr.
I mean, bro, there's like a prank video of this girl who literally does that to guys.
Yeah.
And like it got a shitload of views and people were like laughing about it.
And then you get the woke girls. I'm like, that's sexual assault. I'm like, first off, I wish I lived in a world where everybody would just chill the fuck out.
Yeah, it's not.
Just calm down. It's a fucking joke. But I also get probably not getting your ass touched in public too. So I'm like, I understand.
But
mildly, because if it happened to me, I wouldn't care.
Exactly.
That's the problem, is that a lot of these things that happen in the world, I'm like... Mm.
It just seems like, you know what I'm realizing? I think guys just don't give a fuck as much.
That's really what it comes down to.
Like, yo, you come and grab my dick on accident,
that's what I'm saying. If you tell me what you did was a joke, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, that's funny.
I'm
not
going to
hold it against you.
Right, like, there's going to be no drama. I'm not going to, like, call the cops. Like, we're good. Like,
I think it's probably because the girls get, like, it's in sticky situations with creepy guys.
I understand.
There's more creepy guys and creepy girls in the world.
Well, I will say this. The thing is, though, maybe we don't experience it as much because girls are so less aggressive.
Yes.
And guys really are more aggressive. And I do understand the fact that, like, dude, some people don't want to be touched in a certain way. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm walking up to somebody and grabbing them in public.
That's, nobody's.
That you don't touch somebody else in public, right? You, whatever. You want to have a conversation with somebody, you could ask, you know, hi, whatever, say something. Yes. And if then they blow you off, whatever.
Or if the conversation goes well, then you can like bring back and you can be like, hello, miss, can I grab your ass?
Yes. If you ask her politely.
Yes, please.
And then
it's not creepy either.
Right. Then you're in the clear. But
then you're very, very nice. It's consensual. Can I grab your ass tighter than this?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Can I squeeze your badonkadonk?
Okay, I know I'm grabbing tight, but can I grab tighter?
What about, can I lick your nipple right here in front of me?
In the frozen food section? This is weird, but yeah, I guess. All right, let's go to the Tell B, and we will wrap this thing up. You ready, Jay?
Yeah.
Last question.
B and Jay? All right, so here's the dilemma. We've been catching real nice vibes with this one girl. We haven't been doing anything else other than just making out and stuff.
Romance vibes.
But, we in the clear. We got tested and everything. You know, we ain't trying to be chlamydia Chris low key, but we did that, everything. So she'll eventually let us hit it raw. But like, she's going to be out of the state, out of the country for 2 weeks. So the idea is to stay celibate and not city boy out, you know, pick up a Bible, whatnot. But I'm very tempted, you know, but like, I've been feeling her. So I'm like, I can stay a good Christian boy, you know, for a little bit. But yeah, what y'all think?
The question is pretty much, can he stay loyal for two weeks?
This man fucks, bro. This man fucks.
He's like, I'm about to city boy up. But he's like, it's either I city boy up or I read a Bible.
Yes.
There's no in between.
No.
It's either I go crazy for these two weeks, bro. Or let's say I'm a Christian boy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this question is going to come like about... He's going to probably have 1 week left when he hears the response. That's true.
I mean, hopefully, to be honest, he's probably done.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he did well.
Yeah. Well, so what would you do, Jay? Are you going to go city boy up or are you going to read the Bible?
Ah, dude, this is hard, bro. 2 weeks is a long time.
Listen, I understand the struggle. Because I think what he's saying is, like, he just started, like, talking to her. It feels like it's not like he's, like, full on dating her.
Well, apparently, if they're talking about being, like...
They haven't fucked yet.
Celibate. He's saying, well, okay, so if they haven't fucked, then, bro, like, how long have you been waiting to fuck anyways at this point?
That's my point. This to me sounds like a I just met her scenario. Hey, we just started talking. She's cool.
Then I feel like you could fuck if you want.
I mean, technically, you're single. You know what I mean?
Like, but I will say that if you really like her, maybe don't do it.
Well, here's my thing.
Ask for nudes. Jack off.
Whoa. Wait, from her?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know about that. I know.
You don't like that?
Well, my thing is this.
Well, maybe not get nudes until after you have sex with her.
That's exactly where I was going with that, which is I don't like getting nudes prior to fucking you, to be honest. Like, it just ruins it in a way.
I feel like it does, and it makes you lose attraction almost for them usually.
It does, because it just makes it, I don't know. Now it's a picture. Now it's a video. It's like, okay, this isn't as personal. I didn't get to just see it with my own eyes in person first. You know,
2 weeks is not long, bro.
No, it's not long. But I think what he's saying is it's like, you know, in a time period like that where you just met somebody and it's been 2 weeks. Here's my thing. I just act normal, right? So I'm like, if I go out, I go out. If something happens with someone, something happens with someone. But I'm not going out of my way to go fuck other people.
Well, I think that if you already like somebody, it's hard. I don't know. For me, at least, it would be hard for me to want to fuck somebody else.
But the thing is, he's not even fucking her yet. He hasn't even fucked her yet.
But it still would be hard if you, like, really like her to, like, want to fuck somebody else. Because then it would just be, like, fucking to fuck.
But I don't think he said that. I think he said there's romance vibes.
What do you mean?
He said romance vibes. I don't think he was sitting here saying, I'm in love with her.
Oh, okay, then...
You know what I mean? I think he's saying it's heating up, it's getting to that point. He does like her. I'm not saying he doesn't.
I don't know what the problem is doing it either way.
No, well, this is my point. My point is, I don't think it's pick up a Bible or just go be a city boy.
Yeah.
I think it's, what do you feel like doing in your day? You know what I mean? Get in the present. If you feel like going out and having a good time, don't hold back.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, just go out here and be promiscuous and just go fuck people to fuck them.
I would say don't fuck an old person.
I would also say don't fuck anybody that you didn't see of equal or higher value. As in, here's my thing. If I met somebody that was really cool like that and I go out, I'm not just going to go fuck some girl that I just met at the bar or club, it's useless. It's like city rat, like I'm good on that, right? But if I go out and I'm like hanging out with my friends and it's a friend of a friend and I meet somebody very cool, I'm gonna take up the opportunity. I'm not at the point yet where I could close myself off to other opportunities. Because here's the thing, what if I meet somebody else in that time that I connect with on a deeper level?
Well, the other thing I was thinking though too is that say that you just do fuck like somebody random, mm-hmm. and you had just got the STD test,
yep.
and you were both clean.
Oh, I like where you're going.
And
with
then
this.
Like say like later that she comes back, mm-hmm. you don't really tell her that you're fucking, you didn't yep. fuck anybody, and you guys like stay together for like 6 months, and you're really into her, right? Then all of a sudden she gets an STD test, and she sees that, oh wait, There's a fucking
6 months was an insane amount of time to find that out. But
well, if she,
I was thinking as soon as she got back, like a couple weeks.
I think 6 months is worse because like if 6 months like comes out right,
listen,
and then she takes an STD test and then she sees that like she's not clean and she hasn't fucked anybody, even if he hasn't fucked anybody since that time, it's going to look bad on him because it's going to make it seem like he's fucking somebody on the side. It's going to be,
I understand what you're saying.
It's going to be hard to explain that like this happened 6 months ago.
It would be really insane to me.
Yeah.
To think that an STD popped up 4 months later from that time.
Well, like chlamydia for girls, it doesn't really show up for a long time.
Correct. No, I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that's false.
I guess for him, he would show up before then.
My point is like, right, like if you're, there's no way they're both holding on to that for 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
So realistically, you'd probably find out pretty quick, but I understand what you're saying. Like, that would be even worse because, like, how the fuck do you even explain that?
Yes.
You're right. Because then you're going to have to be like, oh, I fucked this girl, like, when you, like, left, whatever. Yeah. But see, that's the thing, though, too. Think about my situation that I had. When I first hung out with this girl, she flew in. I liked her.
Yeah.
But she went back to fucking Miami.
Yeah.
I hooked up with a girl that week.
Yeah.
But again, I was under the impression of, hey, I just met you.
Yes, we're just
friends. We're just 5 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just meeting people. At the end of the day, you can't fucking just be, again, you can't just be monogamous with every single person you kiss.
No.
You can't.
Yeah.
Wait,
kissing. Yeah.
That's my point, though. Is that I'm not, again, because I don't want girls to think like I'm just influencing them to just go do a bad thing. My point is do what makes you happy. And again, let people gravitate towards you that maybe you wouldn't.
I will say,
with.
Though, like you said, do what makes you happy. I will say that they're like, you have to be able to look at short-term gains or short-term pleasures or short-term happiness for long-term happiness. Is this short-term happiness of me fucking a girl this night worth losing long-term happiness with this other girl?
But to be honest, am I losing that long-term with the
other
girl?
Well, it depends. If she comes back and she's like, yo, I just don't fuck with you for doing that, then you might be losing it.
Absolutely. I understand that. No, but that's why I said, but this is what I said to you. Remember I said,
do not
sleep with somebody that is not, that you didn't think that was also very dope.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But here's the other thing too. Like if you, again, I understand her not being happy about that and it causing this lot of turmoil. I'm not saying go out there and fuck people. Cause like, I think if it was me, I probably wouldn't, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I also,
Think about if it was the other way around, right? Say that you were a guy and that you met this girl and you really liked her or whatever. You guys just took STD tests. You haven't fucked yet,
yeah.
But whatever, right? And then you had to go on a trip for 2 weeks. When you come back, say that like you find out that she had sex with somebody during that time. That's going to feel bad because, first of all, you haven't fucked her.
Yep. No, very true.
And
very
so
true.
It's just like,
very true.
It's just like, oh,
you're right. I think at that point, it depends on how strongly
is
you
the
view
connection.
Her.
Yeah.
Yes. Like exactly. Like for me, it's more like, okay. Cause there's been girls where I meet you for a couple days and like, there is romance vibes,
yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself, I'm not there yet.
No,
I'm not looking at you as like wifey yet.
I don't really know.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the thing is like, again, if you meet her and you really connect really deeply,
yes.
Then yeah, you wait the 2 weeks, yeah. Right? Because how is somebody going to beat her
exactly.
In 2 weeks? Because if you connected that hard, you wouldn't think
yes.
Anybody is better than her, right?
Yeah.
But that's my point is a lot of the times, it's not like you meet your fucking wife every single romance vibes you meet, right? Most romance vibes turns into like, I don't really know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you're still on the market. You're still dating around. You're still kind of feeling out your options and you're figuring out what you want.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hold that against somebody, to be honest. Like when Miami came here for the weekend, yeah, go be, yeah, it wouldn't feel good to know you slept with somebody, but I also am not going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing.
That's the key.
That's the other thing too is, you know, in the beginning of dating like that, like, to me, I'm just ignorance is bliss. You got to do what you got to do. I understand.
But that's not necessarily true. Yo, you talk to you one time, you better not be talking to any other guys.
Yeah, that's my joke.
I don't think it's a joke. I think that's real, though. I feel the same way about girls. If I talk and have a deep conversation with her and I can feel that there's like energy like that, I expect her probably to not talk to other guys because I think I have that confidence in myself to feel like any other guy isn't going to be me.
Well, see, then no. Then that's wrong. I don't, I'll tell you why what you said doesn't make sense. Because if you have that confidence,
then it doesn't matter.
Then it doesn't matter who she's talking to.
But it
that's
is
my
it,
that's my vibe where I'm like, I don't even care if you fuck somebody else. I know I don't. I am not worried about that.
Well, I think I would just because of the fact again that like.
I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't be attracted to that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's I wouldn't not be attracted. No, it's not. It's not. But at the same time, too, it's like, again, what was the reasons that you were coming here? Just to fuck. Okay, me too.
Oh, that situation, yes.
Right.
That's a different situation.
But again, that's why I think it's really case by case. And I don't want people to like freak out and think, oh my God, this guy's, you know, he doesn't care. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Again, if I felt like I met wifey.
Yes, yes.
Bro, I'm not fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck around with other girls if I feel like this, you know, she was so attractive to me. We connected on this deep level. No, I'm not going to jeopardize that. You just got to know kind of what you have,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
in a,
yeah,
in a little
yeah,
bit of a way. Yeah. But that's my point is do what's natural to you in a way where it's like, if you feel those really deep, strong vibes, then yeah, maybe just like give it some space and don't do anything stupid.
Yeah. No, so. I agree.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. I don't know. Like, subscribe, comment, tell your friends about the podcast, jerk off today, feel good in your body.
Yeah.
You know, do something active. If you're not feeling good, get up off the couch, take a little bit of a walk. Yeah. Hot girl walk is always, in
or
season.
Hot male walk.
Hot male walk. Is it? It's not called hot female walk. It's hot boy walk then.
No, hot guy walk.
It's boy.
Boy?
Because girl's the opposite. Boy's the opposite of girl.
Okay.
Hot wait, what did you say? Walk. Guy? What's the opposite of guy? Gal.
Gal.
Hot gal walk.
Hot gal walk.
Are you on your hot gal walk?
Why does that sound country?
Because you're wearing the Bass Pro Shop hat.
Oh. But gal is a country listening. Word.
Gal?
Like gal.
Like... Is it?
Get up, gal.
Get on out of here, gal.